Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Pesachim, Perig Yudah, Mishnah Beis. Mazgulai Kais Rishain, they pour for him the first cup. Now the Pashat attach of Mazgulai is that they poured for him. This is also the Makar for the Minig, that the one who leads the Seder, and some even do this for everybody sitting there, they don't pour for themselves, but somebody pours for them. It's also a symbol of freedom. I have someone that pours for me. But really there's another attach to the word Mazgui as well. In the times of the Gemara, the wine was very strong. Actually, in order to be able to drink the wine, it had to be one part wine and two parts water. So the word mazgu also could mean to dilute the wine. They would pour in the water. Either way, zakta heilige mishnah, mazgu loy kais rishon, they poured for him the first cup. Okay, now that I have my first cup of wine, what do I do first? Well, that depends if you hold up the Beis Shammai or the Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Yoimrim, the Beis Shammai say, Mevarech al Hayayim. First, you make the bracha on the Kiddush Hayayim. In other words, basically the standard Nusach of our Kiddush. The Acher Kach Mevarech al Hayayim, and afterwards the Bayer Pri Hagafen. So according to the Beis Shammai, we would finish Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadosh Yisrael, Vehazmanim, and then Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Bayer Pri Hagafen. Why does the Kiddush come before the Hagafen according to the Beis Shammai? Well, the Kiddush of the day comes as soon as it turns night. And that's even before the wine for Kiddush was brought to the table. So Memela, the bracha over the day, should come before the wine. Also, as the Rashbam explains, the reason the Beis Shammai hold Kiddush first and then the Bayer Pri Hagafen is because it's only because of the Kiddush of the Yom Tov that we're making Kiddush and we're bringing wine to the table, so the Kiddush should come first. But of course, you know that Kiddush starts with Savri Merana V'Rabbeisai, right? We make the Bayer Pri Hagafen first, and then Kiddush, because we pass it like the Beis Hillel. U'Beis Hillel, I mean the Beis Hillel say, Mevarech al Hayayin, we first make the bracha on the wine, V'Acha Kach Mevarech al Hayayin. And then the bracha over the Kiddush of the day, and then Kiddush. The Beis Hillel say, look, if you didn't have wine for Kiddush, or bread for Kiddush, of course, Pesach Maida would be matzah, then you couldn't make Kiddush. So if not for the wine, you wouldn't have Kiddush. That's where the Kiddush comes first. Furthermore, there's a rule, Tadir v'she'ena Tadir, Tadir kaidim. If you have a mitzvah which is more common and a mitzvah which is less common, the mitzvah that is more common comes first. And it's more common to make a Bayer Pri Hagafen than Kiddush, because the Bayer Pri Hagafen you would make even during the week when you drink wine. So therefore, the Beis Hillel say, Mevarech al Hayayin, first comes the bracha on the wine, the Achakach Mevarech al Hayayin. What if someone doesn't have wine? The Taka makes Kiddush over the matzah, or during the year over bread. Same thing. According to the Beis Hillel, it would be the Hamaitzi first, and then the Kiddush. Because if he didn't have the bread, he wouldn't be able to make Kiddush. The same way if he didn't have the wine, he wouldn't be able to make Kiddush. So chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. They pour the first kais for him. The Vishami say first he makes the bracha on Kiddush and then the Bayer Pri Hagafen. Because first comes the Yantiv and then the wine is brought to the table. Only then is the wine brought to the table. And also the Vishami hold it's the Kiddush of the day that creates the Chi of Kiddush. Therefore, Kiddush should come first. The Vesil say first the Bayer Pri Hagafen and then Kiddush. That's because if not for the wine, you wouldn't be able to make Kiddush. And furthermore, there's a rule, Tadir Vishayna Tadir Tadir Kaidim, which means that the mitzvah or the bracha, which is more common, should come first.